Audio Gravity, 3rd of October 2009. Good morning. Got a good selection of URLs to fire at you this morning. First one over on Virtual Village. I heard about this indirectly from a tweet that Loudmouth Man had put out. And it was an interesting one because I've been looking at RFID for some other project. And I can't remember what it was for now. I think it was something to do with Conkers, but I can't actually remember. Basically, it posted a link for an RFID reader writer. And normally, I expect RFID reader writers to be really quite expensive. But this one is over on Virtual Village. It's £32, £31.99, and it comes with five tags. It connects up via RS-232, which seems quite old and antique now. And it's a 13.56 megahertz RFID reader. I don't know what the differences are. Perhaps there's just different frequency readers. I don't know. Perfect for counter or desktop use. Supports the following protocols and smart cards. ISO 144443A and a load of other MyFair ones. And it'd be just interesting to get one of these to play with. It's got a, underneath, I've also got the swipe, the magnetic card reader decoder, which is 26 quid. So you could have quite a lot of fun with one of these, and it'd be worth learning how writing and reading RFID cards works and what the software looks like. I don't know if there's any software for the Mac, but it'd be something I'd definitely like to play with. Next link today is over on indiescreenings.net. Hire a film, show it, keep the cash. Indie Screenings. Welcome to the future of film distribution, now available worldwide. There seems to be a lot of this sort of, I won't say underground, but almost indie sort of march to get things up and out there. There's a lot of climate films that are using this method of delivery. The first one being The Age of Stupid. There's more films later this year. The Yes Men, Fix the World, McLibel and Drowned Out. What the idea is about indie screenings, anywhere in the world is now able to buy a license to screen The Age of Stupid whenever and wherever they like. Our cutting software will calculate the license according to who you are, where you plan to screen, how many people you're screening, and to where you are in the world. You can even keep the profits for yourself or for your climate campaign. Please note that whilst international bookings have opened, the first screening dates for anyone not in the UK, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand is the 24th of October. So this is pretty cool stuff. We're hoping to get this all sorted out for the 28th of November for Conquer 2. That's conquertu.com. And I'm desperate to see this film, The Age of Stupid. It's supposed to be really good. There's been a lot of people linked up on it, and it's got a great soundtrack to it. And obviously, it's got a fantastic message. Next link today is picfog.com, real-time image search. This is nice. It's really slick. Imagine TwitPic or YFrog, but on steroids and in real time. So you see all these pictures flying by. And they're basically aggregating TweetPhoto, YFrog, TwitGoo, Birdie. I think that's it. I think they're looking at four or five different APIs and pulling these little real-time streams in, which is really nice. Next link today is over on Phobos Lab. They've actually put together, and I've been waiting for this for a very long time, a UVC camera control for Mac OS X for the QuickCam 9000. Now, if you've ever used a Mac, trying to find a webcam that works, there's quite a lot of stuff that works for it, but out of the box, most webcams, they don't have a drive for the Mac. Now, natively, the QuickCam 9000 doesn't require any drivers whatsoever to work with Mac OS X, but you can't change various things on it. Like, you can't change the boost of the exposure levels, white balance, all that sort of stuff. You just can't. It's really bare minimum of what Apple have put in there for it to work. That said, this guy has pulled together a UVC camera control because the actual settings, or should I say the variables, are there for it to be changed. So he's basically released a piece of source code to enable you to change various settings. And I just hope this gets improved upon and people pick it up and play with it, because it'd be really, really nice to integrate something like this into CamTwist so you can change, you know, the white balance depending on where you are. Because one of the problems that I really don't like with webcams, and the reason why I use DV cameras for streaming, is that you can't set the white balance, and it's really, really horrible to see a camera while you're streaming, trying to autofocus all the time. It's a real pain. Next link today is freebase.com. This is pretty cool stuff again. Make your site richer with free, high-quality data and smarter with powerful tools for cross-linking content. So there's a whole bunch of stuff on here. There's a couple of sites, Bing, Wall Street Journal, Zamanti, they all use the Freebase application in some way. They've got a really, really smart API, and it's just one of those things that I've been wanting to hook into for quite some time. And again, it's just having the time and the skills to be able to do it. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can get in there. And it works really well with Glue as well, which is this Firefox plugin. Go check it out. Go have a look over it. Have a explore around. It's very much like, has very similar things to Wikipedia, but it's the amount of data that you get to it via the APIs is quite interesting to me. Finally, last link today over on Novalink. All our prayers have been answered for solar charging. Novalink have the very first Apple certified solar charger for the iPod and the iPhone, and it's a really nice little unit. You've got this sleeve almost that sits on the back of your iPhone or your iTouch, and it's got this nice little solar cell on the back, and like I say, it's been authorized for use, verified, certified by Apple for the iPhone 3G and the 3GS. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.